This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders turned up the heat and resorted to end-of-the-world rhetoric Monday in an attempt to bring new urgency to sputtering international climate negotiations. The metaphors were dramatic and mixed at the start of the talks known as the COP26. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson described global warming as a doomsday device strapped to humanity. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told his colleagues that humans are digging our own graves, and Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley, speaking for vulnerable island nations, added moral thunder, warning leaders not to allow the path of greed and selfishness to sow the seeds of our common destruction. Amid the speeches, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his coal-dependent country will aim to stop adding greenhouse gases to the atmosphere by the year 2070. That's two decades after the United States and at least 10 years later than China. Modi said that the goal of reaching net zero by 2070 was one of five measures India planned to undertake to meet its commitments under the Paris Climate Accord. Witnesses and officials say at least three people were killed. Dozens more remain missing after the collapse of a 21-story apartment building being built in an upscale area of Nigeria's largest city. Construction worker Eric Tedup estimated that about 100 people were working at the site when the building collapsed. He and his brother were among those who managed to escape. It was not immediately known what caused the high-rise to collapse, but such incidents are often attributed to poor construction work by private developers. Observers say enforcement of building code regulations in Nigeria is also weak.